لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, welcome you in our program Surahs of Quran, Benefits and Rewards. Today, inshallah, we'll be talking about Surah Al-Baqarah. What are the subjects which have been discussed in this very surah? The topics, inshallah azza wa jal. So be with us from start till end. Immense amount of knowledge you will be learning in this program. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset to make good intentions before we perform any good deed or do any permissible task. I make this intention to present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should be the foremost intention of every believer. You are watching this program. It's just about 15 minutes or so. In a very short span of time, you're going to learn a lot. So be with us from start to end. Make intention to listen it with focus and concentration. And also make an intention to remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. And the more intentions you make, inshallah, the higher the reward you will attain. As I earlier said, today we'll be talking about Surah Al-Baqarah. It is the biggest surah of Holy Quran. Today, inshallah, we'll discuss what are the topics, the subject which has been discussed in this surah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessings bestowed upon Bani Israel are discussed in this surah. The ingratitude of Bani Israel in exchange of those blessings, they are also mentioned. Further, transgression of Bani Israel demanding different things from Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina walayhi salatu wassalam due to their disobedience and animosity, denying the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, martyring the blessed prophets alayhi salatu wassalam, are also mentioned in this beautiful surah of Quran. Respected viewers, further, incident of slaughtering the cow and false beliefs, ideologies and wickedness of the unbelievers that were present at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is also discussed. Moreover, Muslims, they have been warned against the deception of the unbelievers in this surah. Beside this, the following subjects, they have been discussed in Surah Al-Baqarah. What are they? Let's find out. The truthfulness of the Holy Quran and their attributes, eternal disbelievers remaining deprived of Iman, faith, and ill traits of hypocrites, they have also been clearly mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. Further, the disbelievers who doubted the Holy Quran, they have been challenged to bring any one chapter like that of the Holy Quran. They have also been challenged in the surah, and them being incapable of doing so is also clearly mentioned. And that challenge, which was given more than 1400 years ago, is still applicable in this day and age. But no one has been able to bring a single verse, let alone a complete chapter of Quran. Subhanallah. This is a living miracle of Quran itself. And Quran is a living miracle of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. Alhamdulillah. Further, the event of creation of Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam has also been mentioned, and his eminence was revealed before the angels. Further, the construction of the blessed Kaaba Mu'azzama and the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam has also been mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. In the surah, change of the direction of Qibla due to the preference of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been also mentioned. Subhanallah. The honor of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam, the wish of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam, the riza of Mustafa alayhi salatu wassalam, the pleasure of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is also clearly crystal clear, and it has been discussed in this surah as before Baytul Maqdis was Qibla-i Awwal, the first Qibla towards people they used to offer their salah. And it was the wish of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam that if the Kaaba-i Mu'azzama be our Qibla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the direction of Qibla and made Kaaba-i Mu'azzama as our Qibla upon the wish of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. How beautifully Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, Khuda ki rizaa chahte hain do alam, Khuda ki rizaa chahte hain do alam, Khuda chahta hai rizai Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The both worlds, the people, the creation, they are after the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the pleasure of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his beloved alayhi salatu wa salam. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Shalim, that incident of changing of the direction of Qibla, that is also discussed in Surah Al-Baqarah. Further, a Shari'i constitution has also been legislated for Muslims in this surah regarding the acts of worship and other affairs such as establishing salah, paying zakah, keeping the fast of Ramadan, performing the Hajj and sacred Kaaba is also mentioned in this very surah. Yes, subhanallah. Now, this program when you're watching is Ramadan al-Kareem. This beautiful month, this beautiful ibadah, form of worship, siyam, see, fasting, that is also discussed and mentioned in this very surah. And paying zakah, subhanallah, that is also mentioned in this surah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, if zakah is fard upon you, do not delay in paying it. Pay due amount of zakah on time, because it is one of the pillars of Islam and one of the fara'id, if applicable to anyone who has to pay zakah, he shall not delay in paying zakah. Fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, relying on lunar months for religious affairs, spending wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, treating parents and relatives nicely, looking after the orphans, marriage, divorce, sorcery, murder, taking over people's wealth unlawfully, alcohol, usury, and trust, gambling, they have also been discussed in this beautiful surah, Surah Al-Baqarah. Tabut-e-Sakina and the war that took place between Talut and Jalut has also been discussed in this surah. As a proof for resurrecting the dead, the event of Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam has also been mentioned. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was shown through four birds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to resurrect the dead. This event has also been discussed in Surah Al-Baqarah. Towards the end of this surah, the attention of Muslims has been drawn towards returning to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repenting from sins and seeking help against the disbelievers. Moreover, Muslims have been warned over the day of judgment. These are the final verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, which are based upon dua, subhanallah, as mentioned. And they have a great blessing in it. So respected viewers, today we learned about what are the topics and subjects which have been discussed in Surah Al-Baqarah. And at the end, we have been reminded of our hereafter, about the Day of Judgment, about repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seeking help from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should ask in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for forgiveness, ask help from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against the enemies of Islam, and we should also prepare for the hereafter, for our final abode. And how can we do? One of the ways to do this is by recitation of the Holy Quran. In this very short span of time, you learnt a lot what is discussed in this beautiful surah. Allahu Akbar. Once we know what is discussed, inshallah, we can learn more about our religion, our deen, and the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. Inshallah, make intention to recite this surah. This surah is such a brilliant and beautiful surah which protects us from shaitan, inshallah, and gives us many rewards and benefits. Respected viewers, let's now listen last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. البقرة.
آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
I hope you must have benefited from today's episode. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode, Surahs of Quran, Benefits and Rewards. Keep watching Madani Channel and keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam and the most important recitation of the Holy Quran. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Quran.